In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, several weeks ago we have spoken here in the sermon about the family as the basic cell of every society. Without a family in a sane condition, every society has a serious problem, and we can observe this in present times in our countries too, unfortunately. And every family is established and founded by a marriage. When two people, a man and a woman, fall in love and they start to live together under the blessing of God. And we know that there are many problems and many relationships and marriages do break today much more than in about 100 or 50 years ago. And this phenomenon is very deploring, and we are forced to ask the question, what could be a reason? What could be the reasons for this problem? And of course, there are several reasons. And I want to focus our mind today on one is, according to my opinion and observation, a very serious one, explaining much in the present developments in our society. Usually, this is pretty spread in our society among the young generation. People, when they speak about falling in love and starting a relationship, a marriage, very often, unfortunately, the people are guided by the opinion, how can the other person give me happiness? How can I experience joy? How can I get satisfaction by the relationship with another person, with the person of another gender? And this is, on one hand, understandable. Every person wants to be happy. This is the tendency, the desire of a heart, of course, but on the other hand, this is a wrong mentality too. Why? When we start every serious relationship, of course marriage, but then also a spiritual relationship or a friendship, then we should first ask the question, am I able to give the other person what I should give? Am I ready to sacrifice myself for the other part? Am I ready to devote my entire power and abilities for the common good in the relationship with the other person? It does mean, first of all, it's important to ask ourselves, am I ready to offer me for the common good in our family, in our marriage, in our society, in the church, and so on? And then when both sides are filled with this will, goodwill, that they want to help each other, they do look first for the best of the other part, and not of the own one. Not the marriage is for me. I want to win something. I want to profit. I want to get happy and lucky. This is unfortunately in very many cases it is leading to a disaster, to an end of a serious relationship, because this selfishness can never be the basics, the fundament of any serious relationship. And you know, I have recently, it was last week, a friend has sent me a very interesting saying, and it is in English, and it explains for us what is essential and what should be in many regards the first step in a serious relationship. So there is asked the question, are you a compatible couple? Compatible comes from the Latin compati, meaning to suffer with. If you are not willing to suffer with someone until death do you part, then you are not compatible with the concerning other person. And this is a serious word, but reminding us that the solution in many regards, it's not a perfect solution, but it does help us in many regards in a relationship with other people on the fundament of the Christian Catholic belief and faith. It means the readiness to sacrifice myself for the other. So the father is investing all his power for the best of the family. The mother is spending time and attention and so on and so on. First of all, not for herself and him, not for himself, but for the other part and for the children. Should God give the couple children. And then there is a good chance that the people find their destiny finally. And this is essential. We must expel from our mind the question, how can I profit? What can the other person give me? Ask the question, what can I give the other person? And when young people are searching candidates, checking candidates for eventually a marriage in the future, then they should ask this question. Is the concerning candidate, is he or she willing to have this condition, this will, this basic mentality, and at the same time the question, am I able to give this concrete person all he or she needs? And once in past, it's about 15 or 20 years ago, I have met from the relatives, an uncle who was only a few years older than I am. And I visited him and his wife, and we had a conversation in afternoon. And then we have spoken about this topic, and they said, yeah, we realize how many couples are, they have no success in marriages, divorce, and so on and so on. And they said, yeah, in order to prevent such a deplorable development in our case, we have decided when we come in the evening home from our work, yes, we have different duties and so on, but then we try to find time, at least a half hour, and then we sit down together and we have a conversation. Darling, what have you experienced today? What has happened in your life today on the place where you work? What have you spoken? And what are your expectations? What are you interested for? What is the goal you want to get in future? And so we exchange our hearts. We do not live for a certain marital duty only, but we try to share our life, our intentions, our desires, our interests, And this, we hope so, God may help us. This shall help us to save our relationship and the deep appreciation, the mutual one of each other. And I think this is a wise decision, wise thing. We should all, as much as it concerns us, do the same or something analogical. And I think this is one of the important helps we can find. Of course, among prayers, then other reasons are given, our helps and supports are given, but the self-denial in many cases is the way. Sometimes we have a problem, we have controversial positions in our relationship. The one is thinking we should go this way, the other part is thinking we should decide different. But in order to find to a compromise, sometimes it's very wise to do the first step, helping the other side, not only criticizing, but offering help, doing something for the other side, also in a conflict situation, showing I am interested in you, and you are my better half, and you are the treasure of my life. And even if you have some mistakes or some things in your mind, in your behavior, I do not like, nevertheless, I do very appreciate it, what you have positively. And so this can often enough save the relationship, and the couple comes together and is then ready to find a compromise both sides could live with. And I do also want at the end of this sermon share with you one story. I have read about 2 weeks ago, and this is the story about the love of a couple. And it is said here, at the side of a field, there were the love and the separation, and they were observing one young couple. The separation told to the love, guess I can bring them away from each other. The love responded, wait a moment, please. Let me only touch them once, and then you can come and do your work, whether you will be able to separate them. The separation agreed. The love came to the couple and has watched in their eyes. And between the others, they have come the fire of love. And the separation said, oh, I am now helpless, and told to the love, at the moment, I can't do anything because they have fallen in love towards each other, and I cannot separate them. Their hearts are filled with you, the love. And the separation decided to come later. Several years passed. The separation watched through the window into the house of this couple and has seen the mother with little children and the father. And the separation thought, now the love is over, the first emotional love, and you know, is over. But the separation watched in their eyes and saw here that the love is still there, but it has developed into a big gratitude. The love has been there, but the couple had some sacrifices to go through, to make, And so the deep gratitude has come to them, and separation decided, now I am again helpless, and then I come later again. After years, the separation approached to this couple, and the separation saw, the love has changed to a deep gratitude. But now I see there is a very big understanding between the both and a mutual appreciation, high appreciation. So they have shared something, they have carried crosses, they have made sacrifices for the family, and this has connected them deeper, on a much deeper level than only the first falling in love. And and then by this appreciation and mutual understanding, they have started a very big confidence to each other. And we see here, this should be also the program in our life, the interest to come to this status quo or to this status in the future. We go together, we meet decision, we do decisions, we do sacrifices, and we suffer sometimes, but this is bringing us more intensive to each other, is elevating to a much higher level in our relationship. And then after a longer period of time, the separation has decided, I will see, and whether now the grandchildren are here, they became old, and hopefully I can now separate them, because there is no big fire eventually among them. And then the separation has entered the house, and so their elderly lady, who was very sad, and she had a deep desire in her eyes. And the separation thought, now something evil has happened, and now I can use this and bring them away from each other. But the elderly lady stood up and ran from the house, out of the house. The separation followed, and she arrived at the cemetery and went to a special grave. And this was the grave of her husband. And the separation thought, now it's too late. The time has done the work for me. Yes, we are mortal, and the time is also separating us. Every couple will experience separation, but this is not a final separation. They are related and connected in their hearts by the memory of all the love, the first love, then how it has changed into a gratitude, a deep understanding and mutual appreciation, and a big confidence to each other. And in the as Christian Catholics, we know it is in some regards the end here, but we believe in eternal life in Jesus Christ, our Savior. And then every couple has the confidence that they meet again in eternity. And only a few days ago, I had a correspondence with a widow, and she made a remark, and I understood her husband died several years ago, and she is still filled with desire, and she is sad that she is now alone. But on the other hand, when you see this, you say, it did work. in their relationship. It was for them the real treasure. And then we understand why God has established the marriage and said, yeah, Adam, he is missing something, and he has created for him the wife, and only together they build an entity, the entity for the church, the entity for the society for this time. And then the family and the marriage, these are the basics. And let us also pray and hope that all our couples, married people, will make an analogical progress, or even a bigger one, of course, the better then. And then in this, coming to this condition, they can better resist all the temptations, especially the younger couples, the temptations of this world, because only together you, God has given you the blessing in the through the sacrament of marriage, and he is expecting you cooperate now. You are not more alone, but as two people with your children together, you are an entity. And this is great. Who has the vocation for the marriage? That's great too. And let us be responsible in fulfilling all our good duties. And we priests, we are very happy. We have the experience of own families, of own parents, and we do also pray for our couples, for the young people are searching a candidate for the future, for a potential marriage. Let us all join these prayers, then only as a community of Catholics we can support and should support each other, and by our prayers and good advices we can help each other to come to the final destiny in faith, hope and love of Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filio et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et magna semper. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.